The Sefer Pnevin explains the pasuk in Parashas Hazinu Hasur Taman Paolai that he says the way we look at people and the way we look at things that happen is to us two people who are doing the same thing. To us, they look equivalent. For example, we'll see two people fasting in Yom Kippur. For us, these two individuals look as if they're both doing the same thing, but really, it's not the same. Everybody, one person fasting comes easily to, and the other individual is not able to easily fast. What makes Hashem so incredible is that He is able to determine what it took to do this mitzvah, and chas v'shalom, what it took to do this aveira. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, He judges us not according to what it looks like or what it seems like, but according to what it really is. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, Tomem Pa'oloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in the way He acts, looking at the whole picture. And not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at the whole picture in order to make that perfect determination, what kind of a mitzvah it is, chas v'shalom, what kind of an aveira is. But the pasuk also says in our parasha, k'neshi yor kinoi, agoizlov yirachev, yifras k'nofav yichocheyu seheyu alav rosoi. And the Medrash explains, the Torah compares HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this eagle. And he explains that ma'anishtan is neshezem mekol oifas kulam, what makes the eagle different from all other birds? Shakala oifas kulam noisim es b'neim b'ir regleim. All different birds put their children between their legs. Neishem yishyar mi oif achash upareich al gabeim. They are frightened from any birds that might be flying up top of them and may be attacking their children. Aval neshe azeh, the eagle, einem yishyar el odem zel bavad. The eagle is only concerned about the human, shlayizrik b'chetz, that will not throw an arrow, shoot an arrow into the eagle's children. And therefore the eagle says, mutav shikonis bi v'loy b'bni, I prefer that the arrow enter into me and not my children. Mashalach ha'shayim ha'alach b'derech, and the Medrash continues with a mashal of somebody who's traveling, v'yibnoi manig l'fonav, and has a son, child walking in front of him, or ba'alistim lishbaisim l'fonav, and there are attackers who try to attack the child from in front. Not l'fonav, he takes the child from the front, v'nosim l'chariv, and he puts him behind him. Ba'aziv, and then a wolf comes, l'tarfim l'chariv, to attack the child from behind. Not l'machariv, v'nosim l'fonav, he takes him from behind and puts him in front. Listen, Milfonov, Vizem Achrov, but what happens if their attack is both from the front and the back? Noitloi Vinoisna Ksefoi, he puts his child on his shoulders. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, when Midba Sharisi Ashanasach Hashem Lakakam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries it. But many Mefarshim have difficulty understanding this mashal. He says, the eagle, out of concern for his child, puts the child on its back. And what will that help? If chas v'shalom, someone will attack that eagle, and a person will shoot an arrow into that eagle, not only would the eagle go down, but the birds that are laying on top of him will also go down. So what type of protection is this? So Rav Shanshan Rafal Hirsch explains that when we think about the eagle who is carrying the birds, we think of an eagle who's carrying birds that are unable to fly. And in that case, indeed, were an animal to pierce the eagle, then the birds that are sitting, laying on top of the eagle are going down together with the eagle. However, says Rav Shanshan Rafal Hirsch, what the Medrash means to say is that the eagle first trains these young birds how to fly themselves. And after the eagle trains the birds how to fly themselves, yes, it gives them protection. Yes, it has the birds flying on its back. But the birds are trained that some should something happen to their parent, they will still be able to continue. And so too, he explains, is the difference between the attitude of Klal Yisrael and the attitude of others. Klal Yisrael are trained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to fly by ourselves, to be able to fly solo, to be able to do what has to be done because it has to be done. Whereas others are only accustomed to live in a comfortable life. And of course, the big difference is if something were to happen. If something were to happen to somebody who's only accustomed to live a comfortable life, then afterwards, if something were to happen, then that person will not be able to survive. It is not trained to survive difficult times. But Klal Yisrael, and that's perhaps what it means, Gatzor Tamim Pa'oloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom trains us, prepares us for every eventuality. And that's also pshat what the pasuk says, Hashem bodo jankhenu vein imoy ne'kel nocher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves us bodod, separate, different. We're different and we're separate because we are trained and prepared to live through whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live through. And there's another mashal that very much demonstrates this. There was an individual who once caught an eagle. But this person was really not very knowledgeable, and he did not know the difference between an eagle and a chicken. He just thought that the eagle is perhaps a black chicken. And he had a chicken coop, and this eagle that he caught, he put together with all the other chickens. One day, somebody who is obviously more knowledgeable comes into that chicken coop, and he sees that there's a beautiful eagle amongst those birds. But this eagle, who his entire life had just been together with chickens, acted like a chicken. And just like a chicken could only lift itself up from the floor a little, so too that was all the eagle could do. However, this person, knowing that this was an eagle, and that this eagle has the power and the potential to soar, took him out from those chickens and trained him and said, you are an eagle and you can fly. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. He says to us, he says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Bodo Yonchena, you are different. You, Klal Yisrael, can do so much more. You, Klal Yisrael, have such great potential. You're not a chicken. You're an eagle. You're not like everyone else. We have so much potential. Hatzor Tama Pa'oloi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that potential and demands that we live up to that potential. And if we live up to that potential, then we will indeed be able to soar to the sky and be able to reach incredible madrigas in our Avodas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim.